By these were the isles of the Gentiles divided in their lands, every one after his tongue, after their families in their nations. And the king Ahasuerus laid a tribute upon the land and upon the isles of the sea. The kings of Tarshish and of the isles shall bring presents. The kings of Sheba and Seba shall offer gifts. The Lord reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Wherefore glorify ye the Lord in the fires, even the name of the Lord God of Israel in the isles of the sea. Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket, and are counted as a small dust of the balance. Behold, he taketh up the isles as a very little thing. The isles saw it and feared. The ends of the earth were afraid, drew near, and came. He shall not fail nor be discouraged till he have set judgment in the earth, and the isles shall wait for his law. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise from the end of the earth, ye that go down to the sea, and all that is therein, the isles and the inhabitants thereof. Listen, O isles, unto me, and hearken, ye people from far. The Lord hath called me from the womb, from the bowels of my mother hath he made mention of my name. My righteousness is near, my salvation is gone forth, and mine arm shall judge the people. The isles shall wait upon me, and on mine arm shall they trust. Surely the isles shall wait for me and the ships of Tarshish first, to bring thy sons from far, their silver and their gold with them, unto the name of the Lord thy God, and to the Holy One of Israel, because he hath glorified thee. And I will set a sign among them, and I will send those that escape of them unto the nations, to Tarshish, Pul, and Lud, that draw the bow, to Tubal and Jabin, to the isles afar off, that have not heard my fame, neither have seen my glory, and they shall declare my glory among the Gentiles. For pass over the isles of Chittim and Sea, and send unto Kedar, and consider diligently, and see if there be such a thing. And all the kings of Tyrus, and all the kings of Zidon, and the kings of the isles which are beyond the sea. Hear the word of the Lord, O ye nations, and declare it in the isles afar off, and say, he that scattered Israel will gather him, and keep him, as a shepherd doth his flock. Thus saith the Lord God to Tyrus, shall not the isles shake at the sound of thy fall, when the wounded cry, when the slaughter is made in the midst of thee? Now shall the isles tremble in the day of thy fall. Yea, the isles that are in the sea shall be troubled at thy departure. And say unto Tyrus, O thou that art situate at the entry of the sea, which art a merchant of the people for many isles, thus saith the Lord God, O Tyrus, thou hast said, I am of perfect beauty. Of the oaks of Bashan have they made thine oars. The company of the Asherites have made thy benches of ivory, wrought out of the isles of Chittim. Fine linen with broidered work from Egypt was that which thou spreadest forth to be thy sail. Blue and purple from the isles of Elisha was that which covered thee. The men of Dedan were thy merchants. Many isles were the merchandise of thine hand. They brought thee for a present horns of ivory and ebony. All the inhabitants of the isles shall be astonished at thee, and their kings shall be sore afraid. They shall be troubled in their countenance. And I will send a fire on Magog and among them that dwell carelessly in the isles, and they shall know that I am the Lord. After this shall he turn his face unto the isles, and shall take many. But a prince for his own behalf shall cause the reproach offered by him to cease. Without his own reproach he shall cause it to turn upon him. The Lord will be terrible unto them, for he will famish all the gods of the earth, and men shall worship him, every one from his place, even all the isles of the heathen.